This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Habari Ghani, once again, the second day of Kwanzaa. And of course, we're honored to have with us throughout this entire week of Kwanzaa, none other than the professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University, Long Beach, the chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, BCCLA. He's also the author of Essays on Struggle, Position and Analysis, Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Egypt, in Ancient Egypt, that is, A Study in Classical African Ethics, author of The Introduction to Black Studies, 4th edition, author of Hosea, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, author of Odu Ifa, The Ethical Teachings, and currently writing a major work on the social and ethical philosophy of Malcolm X, entitled The Liberation Ethics of Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. And he's the recipient of numerous awards for scholarship, leadership, and service, including the Paul Robeson Zora Neale Hurston Award for Scholarly Work of African World Culture and the C.L.R. James Award for Outstanding Publication of Scholarly Works that Advanced the Discipline of Africana and Black Studies, and the Presidential Award for Exemplary Service and Outstanding Contribution to the Field of Black Studies, all from the National Council of Black Studies. And he's also the subject of the book written by Dr. Malefi Asante, entitled Malana Karinga, An Intellectual Portrait. But he is here this week in his capacity as the creator of the Pan-African cultural holiday we all celebrate and learn more about, Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, and the author of the authoritative text titled Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. Here for this second day of Kwanzaa, where we say, Habari Ghani. The principle for today is Kuji Shakalia, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. We lit the black candle for Umoja. We move to the left and light the red candle for Kuji Shakalia today. And so we say, and we welcome our very special guest, Dr. Malana Karinga. Dr. Karinga, Habari Ghani.
Jame, and Ghani Kuji Shakalia, I should say. We say, well, Habari Ghani Umoja is the first stand. Habari Ghani, the answer, Kuji Shakalia, the second day. So I answer you, Kuji Shakalia, self-determination. The second principle for today is Kuji Shakalia, self-determination. The text tells us that Kwanzaa, the text Kwanzaa, a celebration of family, community, and culture, tells us that this means to define ourselves, to name ourselves, to create for ourselves and speak for ourselves. What does this mean? It teaches us to define ourselves by the good we do and the dignity-bearing way we walk in the world. That's how we define ourselves, by the good we do, by being a faithful and consistent servant for the people. The Odu Ifa tells us that all humans are divinely chosen to bring good into the world, that this is the fundamental mission and meaning of human life. And so we have to define ourselves by the good we do and the dignity-bearing way we walk in the world. What does it mean to name ourselves? It means to name ourselves in reverent respect for our history and highest value. Not call ourselves names that the dominant society called us, not participate in our own oppression, not collaborate in our own oppression, but to name ourselves in reverent respect for our history and highest values. What does it mean to be the fathers and mothers of humanity and human civilization? What does it mean to be the elders of humanity, to be the people who stood up first, spoke the first human truth? and introduce some of the basic disciplines of knowledge in the Nile Valley. It means Africa, if it means anything, must mean excellence. And so we name ourselves in the reverent respect of our history and highest values. And what it means to create for ourselves. It means to create for ourselves in a life-affirming, in a dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving ways of our ancestors. And to speak for ourselves means to speak in ways that bring forth the best of our culture, the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense, and reaffirms our ancient and ongoing commitment to bring and share good in the world.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kujichagulia also teaches us that we must constantly dialogue with our culture, asking it questions and seeking from it answers in our continuous quest to live full, free, and meaningful lives and make a worthy contribution to the ongoing struggle to bring, sustain, and increase good in the world. This principle of Kujichagulia, self-determination, is a principle of freedom. It calls on us to insist on the recognition of every person as a bearer of dignity and divinity, entitled to equal respect, as our ancestors taught in the sacred Hosea, the sacred text of ancient Egypt. It reaffirms the moral imperative of respecting each people and culture as a unique and equally valid and valuable way of being human in the world. And it urges us to embrace every day as an opportunity to bring good into the world in our own unique way as persons and a people, and to bring forth constantly the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense. And Kujichagulia reminds us of how Kwanzaa itself came into being as an act of freedom, as an instrument of freedom, and as a celebration of freedom. Born in the fires and furnace of the Black Freedom Movement of the 60s, Kwanzaa becomes first an act of freedom, an act of breaking and rupturing with European culture, hegemony, and political domination, right? An act of being ourselves and freeing ourselves, which is the essence of our freedom movement, which always had a dual aspect to it, a struggle to be ourselves and to free ourselves. And we know we can't free ourselves unless we be ourselves, but we can't fully be ourselves until we fully free ourselves. So being and free, struggling to be ourselves and free ourselves is inseparably linked. It is an act also, not only an act of freedom, but it's also an instrument of freedom. It was created to cultivate consciousness, right? Consciousness of our culture, conscious of our political obligation, conscious of our obligation to know our history and honor it, to engage our present and improve it, and to imagine a whole new future and to forge it in the most ethical, effective, and expansive ways. Kujichagulia teaches us that it was also, you know, in this act of freedom, this act of Kujichagulia, right? It was also celebration of freedom, celebration of free minds and hearts, freed from the negative perception taught by the racist dominant society, freed from the catechism of impossibility taught to us, and able to actually imagine a whole new person, people, society and world, and to commit ourselves to struggle for it. That's the beauty of this. And then finally, Kwanzaa was not only and is not only, it was and is an act of freedom, an instrument of freedom, and also a celebration of freedom, a celebration of our beautiful, soulful, sacred, resourceful, and resilient selves. And just imagine the beauty of that, this self-determination practiced by our people by the millions throughout the world African community on every continent in the world, right? For these 7 days, all these millions of people are turning inward and outward toward themselves and toward the world and celebrating the awesome meaning of being African in the world, which is not only an honor, but also an ethical obligation to bring and sustain good in the world.
Amen. Amen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Folks, reflect today on who we really are. Not who we've been told we are, but who we really are. That's Kuji Chakalia. That's self-determination on the second day of Kwanzaa. Continue to light the candles. We'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Karinga, the creator of Kwanzaa and the creator of the Nguza Saba. Habari Gani. And the response today amongst your friends, family, and loved ones is Kuji Chakalia. Remember, Habari Gani now means what's the news? And you respond with Kuji Chakalia. Have a great day.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.